The latest survey on litter across the country shows that Sligo is now the cleanest town in the country and Waterford the cleanest city. The survey is carried out by the organisation Irish Business Against Litter, and its spokesperson Conor Horgan joins us now. Conor, you're very welcome. Sligo has come a long way.
Indeed it has, and I'm here in Sligo this morning to make a presentation to the County Council for their great work in really a turnabout for Sligo. I was on your programme back in 2007, Audrey, criticising Sligo for being a litter black spot at the very bottom of our table of 40 towns and cities. And now the reverse is the case. It shows what's possible where community and council come together, even in a large town. So I think it's a signal to other towns to keep at it.
But it's taken quite a long time, 2007 till now. It's nearly 20 years.
It has. And if I look at the trend there in the last few years, Sligo has been knocking at the door. Something happened a few years ago where they started entering the top 10 of our rankings. They've remained there. And this time they've gone one better and are top of the table. So it's a great achievement.
If you want to target litter black spots in towns and cities, where are those black spots usually, Conor?
Well, one of the really positive findings from last year is that these black spots, as we call them, and what I mean by that, I mean large accumulations of litter, often over an extended period of time, or dumping indeed, these black spots are disappearing. We had 48 of these black spots 4 years ago. This time round, we had 11. And that is the big change we're seeing in our cities. That's why we've a very positive a story about cities this time round. We have Mahon in Cork, now clean. Galvone in Limerick, which we'd long criticised, now clean. Talla is clean. And even at the very foot of our table, Cork Northside, Dublin's North Inner City, while they're still littered, they've shown significant improvement year on year. And I think it's because the local authorities are doing a better job in targeting those very bad sites.
And notably in this latest survey, nowhere in the country is what's called seriously littered.
That's a great achievement. I mean, it'll be always difficult for the disadvantaged city areas where litter is a more systemic problem to reach cleanliness. That's what we strive for. But we've no litter black spots. We've no seriously littered towns or cities. And that's real progress.
What litter is still most prevalent, though, on the streets?
Well, I have to mention coffee cups, because we thought maybe that they would be a COVID phenomenon, that we'd see the disappearance of them. They're very noticeable as a litter form. We're seeing them in one fifth of all sites that we visit, and I'm talking about hundreds of sites around the country. And whereas we're looking back on a year of progress, I think we're regressing when it comes to coffee cups. No reduction in coffee cup litter. And even those voluntary schemes that we've seen in Killarney and elsewhere to introduce reusable cups, they seem to be on the point of collapse now. I think the message is there's a need for a government levy. We've been talking about it for 4 years now. It shouldn't be that difficult to wean ourselves off single-use coffee cups.
And what about plastic bottles and cans? The return scheme, the deposit return scheme, is that having an impact there?
Indeed, good news there. We're in the second year of the scheme. And we've seen a 10% fall in the number of bottles and cans on our streets. That follows a 50% fall in the first year of the scheme. So all in all, that's definitely making a significant contribution to the cleanliness of our towns and cities.
Well, thank you very much indeed for filling us in this morning. Conor Horgan, spokesperson for Irish Business Against Litter. It's 7:51.